I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. In other Washington news tonight, Vermont's congressional delegation is now voicing concern over President Barack Obama's plan to send U.S. special forces to Syria. The White House says the troops will be fighting ISIS, but Vermont's three congressmen say the U.S. needs a more coherent strategy and the help of other countries in the region. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Congressman Peter Welch doesn't think the Obama administration has the legal authority to send the 50 troops to Syria. Welch says the president is relying on a military authorization that Congress approved following the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001.
That is a pretty threadbare rationalization or justification. Bottom line, Congress has to act. This is our job to do. The president's got to make his own decisions, but Congress is essentially abdicating its fundamental responsibility on the question of whether American resources and lives are committed to war operations.
Welch wants the president to present Congress with a new war powers resolution. Welch says this approach will allow full debate over this issue, and it's likely that he would vote no.
There's just no strategy that's been laid out that suggests that the intervention of U.S. forces is going to be able to bring to bay either ISIS or the ongoing civil conflict between Sunni and Shia. In the bottom line, if there's boots on the ground over there, it has to be their boots, not our boots. Ultimately, there's got to be a political resolution on this.
Senator Patrick Leahy says there's no way that the United States, acting on its own, can affect the outcome of this crisis in Syria.
I am so worried that a lot of people are ready to stand up and say, oh, well, the United States will just step up and solve this. Well, let's debate that issue. I don't think we solve this any more than we solved Vietnam by going to war there.
Leahy says he wants other countries in the region, including Saudi Arabia and Iraq, to commit troops to fighting ISIS.
Well, you have forces in the region greatly outnumber ISIS. Instead of them sitting around saying, what's the United States doing to take care of us? They better start standing up and taking care of themselves.
In a prepared statement, Senator Bernie Sanders said he's concerned that the United States, quote, is being drawn into the quagmire of the Syrian civil war, which could lead to perpetual war in the region. Sanders says the crisis in Syria must be solved diplomatically and not militarily. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.